Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Puerto Rican astrologer and psychic Walter Mercado has shaped the lives of a lot of Latinos. He's one of the most iconic and well-known figures in the Latinx community. You might know him for his fancy, mystic, and over-the-top capes, or the daily horoscope readings that he gave for years on national television. Maybe your mommy, your abuela listened to Walter Mercado every morning, waiting for his New Year's predictions. I know you've been reading those New Year's predictions every time they come out. Walter first made his mark working as an actor in telenovelas, and later in life he got a 15-minute fill-in slot where he would give out horoscope readings, which later turned to 3 decades of a long career as an astrologer. There's a new exhibition at History Miami celebrating his career. It's called Mucho Amor, 50 Years of Walter Mercado. There's iconic capes, sculptures, and more from his life. And here's a one-on-one conversation that I had with him yesterday. Tell me about how you grew up. Was it a spiritual house, a religious house? What was your childhood like?
My mother was spiritual, not religious. She believes in God. My father was loved the earth and always is planting seeds. So there is a lot of fruits in my home because my father was always planting seeds. He said that what you plant always grows if you plant with love. And he liked to talk to the plant, like a very strange thing at that time. Right now, but some spiritual person says, how beautiful that this plant, and talk to the plant. My father talked to the plant, and they're beautiful. But a pumpkin, unbelievable. And then my mother was always praying. When we are going to eat, we have to pray first and say, thank you, Father God, or thank you, Mother God, because we are having that lunch or that supper. So we are I'm very family-oriented. I adore my family. My family is the reason of my life.
At what point in your life did astrology and this, you know, being psychic, when did that become part of your life? When did it happen for you?
It never happened. The spiritual things, to be real and to be honest, have to be over from the inside to outside. Since I was very, very little, I have revelations, visions. And then the people follow me so I can touch them for good luck or for health. I touch, lady, you have a problem. Yes, I have this leg. Yes, and then I touch. And later on, thank you, Walter. Right now I'm in perfect condition. But I'm always giving that touch of love. And they believe that that touch of love makes miracle. That's why they call me Walter of the Miracles at that time. But many years, can you imagine? And you're giving this chart, this conversation in radio. And I live in the radio. Sometimes I pass from 8 in the morning to 8 at night, all the time in the radio station, making or doing 10 soap operas. Sometimes first of all, I was the first boy of Tarzan. Tarzan is like a serial. And then I have to double to be a boy and do also cheetah. When he's cheetah, he's, and when I was boy, when I was a boy, he was a little boy who is traveling the jungle with Tarzan. But I have done many, many roles in my life. I work in dubbing of movies. I dub Gone with the Wind. I dub many, many movies because in Puerto Rico was the best place to make dubbing.
So, I mean, you've had so many years of performing. That's helped you in, you know, the work that you've done on your show as you know, talking to people about astrology, about their lives.
I let what I have inside, what I gave to the people who came to me. I always say, if you are full of love, you have to forget the past. The past is carrying like a burden of sometimes of guilty things and guilty and anger. Forget it. Forget about the future. God is going to plan for you. Enjoy the moment now, the beautiful moment you are living here and now. That's the only way to live. Enjoy, but in a very intense, passionate way you are today. Every morning when I wake up late, because I'm a little, like to sleep a lot, at 10, 11, I say, thank you, God. Thank you, Mother God. Thank you for one day that I'm going to live as I feel. And I'm going to give the best of myself to everybody that I find in my way through my life.
I wanted to ask you about Puerto Rico right now. The governor's about to step down, and there's nobody knows what's next, who's going to take over, what should happen.
I'm going to tell now a story. Somebody called me at the telephone. I say, when is the governor resign? And I said, the last days of July or the first days of August. It is in the radio. And yes, according to that, he left the throne in August 2, I think. But in this moment, Puerto Rico, my land is having a cleaning. It's putting the things in order. There was a time that they're happening, it's not the correct people around the governor. Many persons enter in that government in order to obtain money or beneficial for him. And now they are going, the word, God, the people, demand a new government with transparency, with honesty, with the right people making the best for the people of Puerto Rico. Not even one house without the el techo, ¿cómo se llama? The ceiling. Still in Puerto Rico, you can find houses with the green, the blue FEMA houses. No. Everything is going to change for the best. When you have one problem like this, it's like he was pregnant of negative things, and then the baby is coming out, and the baby is Puerto Rico, the new Puerto Rico, with new ideas, new demands, a new everything. Puerto Rico is in a reborn, in a beautiful country, and I love Puerto Rico, and all the Puerto Ricans are so proud of their land, no matter if those things happen, because everywhere, when there is something big coming, like a baby, there is a lot of suffering and blood. And we have been suffering a lot. But the people of Puerto Rico raise and make a lot of progress. They are looking and demanding a new Puerto Rico.
I wanted to ask you about this exhibit because it has a big collection of your stuff. And this is what you've been famous for. A big part of it is your outfits, your capes, so much of what you own. Tell us about what people, you know, the things that you shared that we'll be able to see.
This angel, Karim, began to look around to the most strange and, for me, quite important, like my first castanet, my first pack of tarot cards, my first everything. So he entered at my home, and I love him. He's a genius. And he choosing, and he makes me remember all those moments in my life when I was beginning to dance with a castanet in a stage, and when I was reading the tarot, and the people everywhere, Walter, please read what the tarot said about me. And all the things, he was taking something for the people to know that Walter is not only the cape or the hair of what they think. I have in the world, there are five persons, the most imitated ones. One is Julio Iglesias, the other Michael Jackson, but the first one is Walter Mercado. Imitation in Colombia, in Brazil, in Argentina, in Spain, they put a wig and a cape, and then, ha, paz y amor, and that, and I laugh a lot. If they enjoy it, go on doing it.
Walter Mercado, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and enjoy your time here.
Thank you, and I like that you laugh a lot, too. I expect that the people receive all that kind of vibration, that kind of energy that I'm sending to the radio station. So, blessing. more blessing for all of them.
That was Walter Mercado. You could see a video of our conversation going to Facebook. Look up WLRN Sundial and share your favorite Walter stories with us.